the Board of Commissioners. Joe, it's all yours.
I wonder how many of those Democrats are donating their salaries? Yeah, has anybody got a number of how many are doing that?
Zero.
Yeah. Yet they talk about giving money from the rich to the poor, and they continue to fill their pockets. What scares me is why the public doesn't see this. I mean, we got to ask the question, are we that ignorant? Is one group of our society that ignorant to where they cannot see something so prevalent?
Probably more than one group.
It really is. It's what has got me here today. You know, there were a couple issues. Joe had asked me to come here and talk about some of the things affecting the community. And I said, well, there are a couple of things that I'm concerned about. One of them is our borders. The other's the Equality Act, the transgender movement. The other's gas prices. And I've had several of the liberals say online, and you know, they love to come at me, as you guys know, and I just ignore them, let them bounce off. I think a lot of it's comedy, seeing them and seeing how stupid they can be. But I learned a thing early on: don't argue with a fool, because they'll beat you down. Don't try to outfool a fool; they'll beat you down with experience. And these guys prove that to a new level. But their comment is, They said, well, you're not representing all of us by doing that. I just got to ask a question. How many of you guys in here feel like you're not getting represented by this current president? Exactly. So should he step down? I think he should. I get told that all the time.
She's worse.
The difference is I come out and said this. I said, this is my response to him. I was voted because of a certain stance in this community, and it was the majority. And I'm in office, and I'm going to be their voice, and I'm going to fight for them. And that's what I do. But, and then they turn around and say, why are you dealing with these issues? These issues don't impact Flagler County. Well, some of them do. But the ones that don't, guess why? Because we have strong Republican leadership in this county and this state. That's why. There are many counties in California, there are many counties in Denver or Colorado, there are many counties all throughout this country that used to be like Flagler, and they're not anymore, because people did not get up and fight and speak about it. They turned around. We've sat back for many years, politicians are the worst, and sat there and said, oh, this is just a movement, these people are going to be quiet, they're going to go away, they're not going to get any traction. Well, guys, they have all three levels of government right now. They're getting traction. They're cheating their way through anything they can do to move forward. So I want to go and talk about borders real quick. They said borders doesn't affect Flagler County. Why are you talking about it? Do you know what our number two economic driver in the county is? Number one is tourism. Number two is agriculture. Agriculture. This great hero that they're sending to figure out what's going on in the border. By the way, less than 30 days ago, that border was the most secure border in the world. They've undone it within 30 days and made a mess over there. Her comments, we're going to send them to agriculture areas to get jobs. Well, Flagler County is a major agriculture. We don't want that here. And I don't have a problem publicly saying I don't want it here. They can call me racist, they can call me whatever, but I don't want illegal people coming in here, sucking out of the county, the life of the county, something that you guys work hard for to contribute, because this county is y'all's county. It's not my county, it's our county. We all put money into it. I've just been chosen, thank God, and I thank God every day by you guys because you trust me enough to lead. But you can't get out there and ignore the fact that these borders need to be secure. They will impact Flagler County. There's a county in San Diego, right outside of San Diego, that was just like Flagler County. It's submerged with the border problems, crime. Since I've been in office, I have promoted a conservative prayer community, a Christian community, conservative Christian and Judeo community, to such an extreme. I've had over 40 conservatives move here in the last 3 months that have moved here because they've seen some of the posts, some of the arguing, and they go, we want to live there. We don't want to live in California or New York anymore. They're coming to this area because they want to escape that. They know we'll defend and fight for them. That needs to happen in other areas. And we've got to be very careful who we put in these offices, because we're putting Republicans, and I'm going to speak about that in a minute, that aren't Republicans. They're the epitome of the definition of a rhino. And the other one is the gas prices. They say, oh, well, gas prices isn't affecting us. I don't know about you guys, but I'm paying a lot more for gas right now than I was just a month ago. Unemployment isn't affecting us, thanks to our great governor, who got back up on the bandwagon very quick and opened this economy up. But unemployment will eventually come and get us once these businesses that have gone through all this mask insanity will come back to life. They're not going to be able to make back the money. I've got people that come to me and said they put their businesses on, they've spent every bit of their savings to keep their business floating. That's why I've gone out and done the commercials for them. I've donated my salary to do the commercials for the next 3 months for local Flagler businesses. It's why we started the Flagler First. It's why I started the Flagler First campaign. It was focused on Flagler, now it's Flagler First. We want our community first in line to get what the grants, get the support that this community wants. I want our public safety to be first in line as far as the best. I want our fire and safety to be first in line because they're the best. And we got a lot of work to do there. Our fire and safety has a lot of work to do with it. A few of you have asked me about the tennis courts and the stuff that's being done here. Let me assure you, Flagler County has more things to worry about than tennis courts right now. We have got our fire department that needs a major overhaul. I love extracurricular stuff. I do. I participate in it as much as I can. But that's what country clubs are for. That's what private organizations are for. That's what some of the schools should have. We shouldn't be putting into these expensive things. So the county is going to take a different approach with it. We've got our own business. I owe you guys a safe area to live, and the fire departments need to be revamped before anything happens, before like that. So we're talking about one of the big topics that I'd like to talk about, and really, truly, probably a better person in here is Janet McDonald to talk about this, but I'm going to venture in as a father of a kid that's 14 years old, of a little girl that's in school here. This transgender and this Equality Act movement is happening right now. They go, oh, well, you're just being racist and hateful. I go, no, everything my child learned in Sunday, on Sunday, I don't want undone Monday through Friday in school. What she learns on Sunday is more important than anything she'll ever have in her life. And I don't want her being confused and coming home to me saying, Dad, I'm not sure if I'm a male or a female. I went into a bathroom and a guy was in there. You let me catch a guy in the bathroom with my daughter and he won't go in another one anytime soon. We are facing that here. Just recently, the school board approved a transgender, in Flagler County, approved a transgender act. It was voted 3-2. And Janet, tell me who were the three that voted on it.
Chair Trevor Tucker, Colleen Conklin, Vice Chair, and Cheryl Schell.
Two of them are Republicans.
Yeah.
Two of them claim to be Republicans. Yeah, the actions that I do, this is what I learned from politics many years ago. The actions I do aren't to get voted in or stay in office. I'm here because of God. I'm here because God called me to do this. The day he calls me out and I get voted out, I'm fine going out. But I'm not here because I wanted a career. I had one. These guys that are doing this are not voting for their community. I can tell you the majority of this community doesn't want that. They don't want those problems here in Flagler County. We had, how many parents, Janet, were the ones that were behind all this? Wasn't it one parent that was creating most of this movement? Because they had
one parent because of one child in a very confusing situation that was evaluated.
13,000 kids. One kid out of 13,000. That's what kind of movement is happening because we're sitting back and we're being quiet. We've sat back for years. It's time to make sure that the people we put in office aren't afraid to stand up in places like this and say what they need to say. It's their duty. I'm approached by people from all over the world, and what's scary is they tell me they've seen what's happening to our country before. It's happened in their country, and it's why they fled to America. Where are Americans going to flee to? Because we're getting to that point. If these people that are transgender and all that think that when this country's taken over by a third party, that they're going to be left whole, they'll be the first to be eliminated from this country. It's insane what is being sold to our public, but they're starting through our kids. We have got to be stronger. There are three seats up this year. There's two strong Republicans in there that are going to be running, and then there's a third one, and we need to make sure that we don't get a rhino in there. We get a Republican who is going to fight for our kids, because if they're going to win this battle, they're coming through our kids. And I don't know about you guys, but my mom taught me that our kids are off limits in a war and in battle. You come and mess with our kids, it's a whole nother level. And that's why I'm passionate about what I'm doing. I mean, we're going to be talking about it on the radio show. The radio show, you know, everybody, the liberals hate my show. They think it's crazy. Well, guess what? It just got picked up and syndicated now in St. John's and Duval County. We have over 100,000 listeners that are listening to that radio show. And then when I go out there and say something, they love to twist it. They love to turn it. But you know what? It's on radio. You can't turn it. And I don't say anything that I won't stand behind. I may say some stupid things sometimes, and I'm human, but I'll stand behind them.
What station and what time, please?
It's WNZF, and it's 9:30 on Saturdays in Flagler, and it's going to be at WSOOS in St. John's, and it's going to be on at 10 o'clock in St. Augustine, Duval.
9:30 a.m.
on Saturday, every Saturday.
Thank you.
And right now we're focusing on a lot of the businesses. We're pushing them out there to get community awareness on that. But our school board needs help. Our kids need help. And we need to be standing strong. We need to be voicing our opinion and standing as strong as them. I have never heard a liberal scream as loud as they do. But we as Republicans, we as conservatives, we as Christians need to start standing up and speaking and being louder. I know I was raised by a lot of women like you guys. Y'all have a large voice when you need to have it, and it's time. It's time to have it. The other thing that they're talking about that we're just recently, and this is something we got to wake up and be very conscientious about, the Second Amendment. They're coming after it, and they're not hiding anything or making any illusion about coming after it. They're saying they're coming after it. They're talking about, oh, it's just background checks. I can guarantee you, Kamala Harris has already said she is going to go after guns that they don't need to be in the hands of people. Well, you're not going to stop a criminal. That's why they're criminals. They're able to do things like that. Colorado had some of the strictest gun laws, and look what happened. It was race-related. There's nothing race-related about that. Atlanta just had that shooting. They said that it was race-related. Guys, it was a massage parlor. Chinese massage parlors that are known to have extracurricular activities going on. Tell you what, let's make them very secure. Let's put cameras outside of them and watch and make sure that we see every client that goes in so they can't go in and do any damage. How would they like that? They close down in a heartbeat and move. They're illegal. We're turning around. Now, I hate that there was murder happened there. I hate that there was victims that were killed, but you cannot. That's why God says don't do an illegal act like that, or don't do a sinful act. You will get punishment from it. There will be repercussions. That kind of stuff draws some of the lowest life. Most of them are child trafficked in there. They're trafficking. But yet we've turned it around to a race thing where our president came to it. Is that saying that that kind of action is okay? Either both sides were wrong. Both sides have been wrong. Again, I don't condone that the lives were taken, but I also look at what it is. If a drug deal happens and two people, they shoot each other and murder each other, we wouldn't be giving it that attention. But you let an innocent person happen in there, and then it's all race related. That is their battle in the way they're coming at us. I want to make sure I covered everything. I get real passionate when I talk about this Equality Act. Because like I said, I've had my daughter come home and actually ask me as a father, and I had to take my political presence off and speak to her and tell her very clearly, God created man, God created woman. I've never heard of anything else He created like that. There are many, and I said, Clara, look in the Bible, and it will give you stories after stories after stories how to deal with today's problems. Every one of them. It's never failed. Anytime I run into something, I go to the Bible and it tells me something that I should have done or I should have done differently. Well, I told her, I said, when you go through it, look at three cities, three nations, Sodom and Gomorrah, Babylon, and Judea. They all fell because of stuff like this. All this is being replayed. And it was played many thousands of years ago. And if we don't wake up, and we don't turn, then we're going to have a problem. And that's what government, we talked about, we have pushed God out of everything that we possibly can. And we're replacing it with political correctness. Yep. Well, I've said it when I was running for office, and I'll say it again today. Political correctness is nothing more than sin with a different title to make it acceptable. Nothing I've said today, I didn't say when I ran for office. And I'm in office. So that tells you the majority are behind this mentality. I was asked by many people when I knocked on doors, will I stay true to what I'm saying? I have stayed true to this, and I'll stand by it till the day I'm out of office. And that's the day God calls me to do something different. You know, I've had them on media, the liberals turn around and say, well, look at your past, look at your past. Well, guess what? All of us have a past. I was ashamed of my past. I'm 10 years in recovery. When they start telling me stuff I've done, I look at them and I just smile and I go, you have no clue. I'm 10 years in recovery. It was much worse than what you're saying. But God delivered me from it. He pulled me from it. He gave me those experiences. We just had the opioid task force meeting yesterday. Just so you guys know, with opioids, we've got a hospital now that's coming to Flagler County. It's going to help with the opioid treatment. It's not only going to save their lives, it's going to get them immediately into a treatment center called Epic. Epic is in St. Augustine. We're meeting next week to talk about them coming in our jails and having recovery pods and working with the individuals that are in jail. We're making moves here and making effort here in Flagler County that's not been done in other counties. Next week, we're meeting in Tri-County. I'm meeting with the other chairman, the chairman of St. John's and the chairman of Putnam County, and we're going to start talking about a regional approach to dealing with our economy, dealing with jobs, dealing with housing, and dealing with crime. Very exciting to be able to come together. We're not going to sit here and let the Putnam County criminals come down to Flagler and the Flagler criminals come to Putnam and St. John's. We're going to start talking and communicating together and letting each other know when they're starting to make that move so we can get them off the streets. Because sending them to one county to the next doesn't solve the problem. It just brings it back to us eventually. So we're starting to communicate and work together. So it's very exciting to see the movements. Also, last meeting, we told y'all about UGov Flagler. Transparency like you've never seen before in Flagler County. This is an app that when you can come in, you can make a comment or a complaint or a concern. It goes to staff. We see it. We also see staff go out and they have to show where they've repaired or addressed the problem. And we get verification it was done. Well, guess who else gets verification? You do. You see them. So you know firsthand if they come out or not. Incredible. This app was done by staff. This is what I'm most proud about. The app for one of our cities in the community spent over $80,000 is what I'm told for to have. We spent $2,800 in-house, used our own staff, and that's for marketing and the television part that we put with it too. $2,800, that's your taxpayer tax dollars going full value.
What's the name of that website?
It's not a website, it's an app. If you go on your phone, it's an app called YouGov Flagler. YouGov Flagler, and I'll give you one of these. There's cards up here you can get, but it's called YouGov Flagler. It's a great app. I don't care if it happens in the city. Send it to us, and we'll reach out to the city, and we'll get them communicated. We're going to be a county that communicates with all five cities. We're not going to play the division game like was played here in the past. We've got a lot of growth coming to our county, to our state, a lot of people moving here. We can't stop it, but we can define it, and we need to stand strong. We need to stand strong and be boisterous. Like I said, 40 people are coming here because they want to escape the liberal, democratic, ran communities. I don't mind more of them, but I certainly don't want more coming in that are thinking they're going to change what we've got here. I definitely don't want to see that. At this point, is there any questions or any concerns that you have that I can answer through the county and maybe speak about?
Yep. One question.
When did they start coming for the kids? I think when they realized they couldn't come after the adults. This has been happening over a series of years.
1962.
Oh,
1962. Yeah. Breakaway. The Communist Party, USA. Formed Aggressive Labor Party. They were formed because the guy that started it thought Communist Party USA was losing its Bolshevik end. The first thing he did was check with left-wing academians, and he found out he had a whole bunch of them on his side. The next thing he told them is, I want to recruit high school teachers. It started. In 1970, they got their first teacher in the Boston Grammar School system. They've been building ever since.
And one thing you got to think about, this is something that really concerns me. These kids are going to be our leaders tomorrow. Look at what we're putting through their heads. I want my child to go learn about education. They'll hit the political stuff soon enough. They'll hit the complicated stuff. Let them be kids longer. We're not allowing our kids to be children anymore.
Yes.
We're putting in their heads that they need to be politically on one side or the other at an early age. They need to make a decision, a political decision about their gender. That's not a political decision. I saw something very funny on social media. It showed the transgender that's working and said, I'm a female, but I've got testicular cancer. I sat there and thought, golly, are we really who are we fooling by trying to say we're something we're not? Growing up, I learned you be who you are. You don't pretend to be somebody you're not.
Second Amendment. Mm-hmm. What about bear spray? It goes 50 feet.
Yeah.
It just killed people in D.C., they say.
Those are what we're doing in Flagler, just so you guys know, what I'm pushing in Flagler County for the Second Amendment is, and I'm coming up at the next commission meeting, us making us a Second Amendment sanctuary county. But I've been pushing it a while, but it's time. But I don't want to stop just the Second Amendment. I want us to be a constitutional county, that all of our constitutional rights are protected. That's what movement we're pushing.
Why not start with that, Joe?
That's what I'm going to do. Because we're losing our right to speak. We're losing our right to have God in things. We're losing our right for guns. We're losing every right we have as conservatives. What built this country is all of a sudden not right anymore.
I know. What do you need, Joe, so we can all show up?
It's the next meeting. It'll be the morning meeting Monday the 4th, I believe. Monday the 4th. And listen, like Janet said, we need you to show up because these other commissioners, they're great guys, but they'll sometimes not make a move if they think it's controversial or they're, if more Democrats come in or more liberals come in, they'll quiet down. You guys know I just get louder when they come in. And I just put on my Make America Great hat and aggravate them. I don't care. But the 5th. Yeah, Monday the 5th. It's at the Government Services Building in the Commission Chambers down the bottom floor of the Big Dome Building.
Over on
100. Right. And it's important because these constitutional rights, we as a community, when we say something like that, it lets the world know this is a safe place to come. And you can come here, but if you're going to come here and try to change it, you're going to get miserable. You're going to be miserable. And as I've said to many liberals, I'll happily send you out on a bus. Which has been in the paper a few times, but or we'll chain and muzzle you.
I have a question. You said two Republicans vote for that transgender.
Correct. No, two Republicans didn't, but two Republicans did. Correct.
So how do you know which Republican worked for this country and which Republican against this country?
That's right.
You know.
This is maybe they did this
when they joined the Republican Party to run for the office.
I know, but how do you know
he
is? Just
check the record.
The SOE can tell you when that person
right.
Like
himself. But we don't know those things. People don't know.
Right. Right, and that's all they did is had their name on a Republican ballot. Flagler County is well known. If you don't run as a Republican, chances of winning are slim.
Yeah.
But their Democrats don't play the game fair anymore, as we saw with the illegal votes, as we saw with the president that right now that's not our voted-in president. This president wasn't elected by this country.
So, did you talk to those two Republicans, come together, and then you talk to them, hey, guys, what do you do? You work with against Republicans, you have to be with Republicans.
Right.
So, did you talk to those two guys?
I think the best way to do it is watch, if they're in office, watch how they voted.
Right.
And if they're not in office, confront them and have other Republicans endorse them.
Yes.
One of the best endorsements that you could have had as a Republican is President Trump. I mean, that helped me. Anytime he endorsed anybody, I trusted him enough to know that they were good people. Do you know he did not support the governor of Georgia at first, and then he was swayed by the Purdue's to support him? He did, and that was the first governor that turned his back on the president.
Yeah. One more question. So why all Republicans have come together and talk to those two guys? The Democrats do. They always come together. Why are Republicans not stick together and say, guys, come here? Why are you
all
for this?
That's actually a good point. It should happen. It should happen.
One of them isn't a Republican. That's
yeah.
Why. For sure, we're going to bring that dessert next, are you? Because I can tell you for a fact that one of them is the vote that way. As Tucker said, sandwich